Hello and welcome to Ready for the Right Guy. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I've partnered with some of the world's top relationship experts to have conversations around how to invite, inspire, and ignite love and passion with your Mr. Right. And we want you to begin your new year full of hope and inspiration. So that's the intention for this series, and I'm so thrilled to welcome our guest today. Our guest is Cindy Olin. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me.
So thrilled to have you. Cindy was a guest on my very first Ready for the Right Guy event, and this is year number four, so we're thrilled to have her back, and I know you're going to really appreciate what she has to share, because we have a really juicy conversation planned, and she has a lot of wisdom that I know will inspire you. So just a little bit about Cindy before we get started. Cindy has been studying love and relationships for as long as she can remember. Some of us can probably relate to that. She was always the girl that everyone came to, helping friends get dressed for dates. She also has a passion for and background in fashion. Being asked for advice on what to say and do. Growing up as an only child, Cindy always wanted to understand men. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on inside the hearts and minds of men today. She often jokes that she used to wear man repellent. I love that. Her journey with learning to understand men and relationships has helped her in guiding others to do the same. After college, Cindy became educated on facilitating men are from Mars, women are from Venus philosophies, and facilitating workshops to help women develop a deeper understanding of men so they could create fulfilling relationships. As a former high-end matchmaker, Cindy has coached and worked with hundreds of people, women and men, to find their happily ever after. So welcome once again, Cindy. So happy to have you.
Thanks again for having me, Michelle, and I just love what you're doing and how you're helping all these women with your amazing summit. So,
thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm really excited about our topic today because I think this is going to be really juicy, and our conversation is going to be centered around why a man pulls away and how you can invite him back. So this is an area of expertise for Cindy, and I know she's going to have a lot to share along these lines that will be really valuable. Because I know that one of the big questions in our minds as women is frequently why a man is doing what he's doing, particularly if we feel a connection with him and he pulls away. So Cindy, I know you've done a lot of research in this area, and I know this is a theme that you really like to share about. How would you like to get us started in just introducing why this became a topic that you've studied and researched so deeply?
Yeah, well, I've had it happen to me a lot.
Oh, dear, yes.
And, you know, something also deeper to understand around it is, you know, from my research, you know, years ago when I studied, you know, under Dr. John Gray's information, he talks about, you know, men and the rubber band effect, and that at all times, you know, at times in relationship, there are men will pull away, and sometimes it has absolutely nothing to do with you, and other times there may be some triggers there. So, you know, understanding that and being able to lean into it and not react when they do, you know, I see this a lot when, you know, a man pulls away and then a woman gets freaked out, she'll get anxious, and then she starts to, what does she do? Chase, chase, chase. And it's what that does. And, you know, just think about it, ladies, I know all of you are really smart and have achieved success in other areas of your life. You know, think about it when you've had a man that has just chased you in a way that was, you almost felt like you couldn't breathe, or you didn't feel like you were able to make your own choice around that. So you just, you know, when somebody chases, a lot of times there's that lean back, you know, theory. And it's no different with the man. And even if, you know, a few weeks before things were good, you know, something may have triggered that pulling away. And it could be anything from a tough time at work, in business. His favorite team is lost. He's, you know, it can really be anything. And, you know, there's a lot of ins and outs to that, but men are fairly not as complex as us women. They're fairly simple in the way that they think and the way that they operate. So if you watch them and who they are as a person and how they are normally showing up, then you can actually see a pattern if it changes. So I hope that's helpful, just as a, you know, just as a baseline. And so the number one thing to do, you know, let's just say it's early on in your relationship, you're dating, things are going along okay, and the next thing you know, his behavior changes. He doesn't call you, he doesn't text you as regularly. You know, one of the things that I teach is you let men lead. So you are the receptor. You're the receptor in the relationship. Can you reach out on occasion? Sure, but it's the exception more so than the rule. And even in marriage, I think I really do believe that the man should be the one that is doing more of the pursuing or more of the, more of the pursuing, where that means, you know, reaching out during the day or connecting. And one of the bigger reasons for that, not just because you want them to pursue you and it does feel good, right? Because it does feel good. And a lot of times us women, we get impatient. You know, we want to hear from them right now. We want this, we want that. We want to know if we're going out to dinner tonight or if you should cook. And some of that is just, you know, learning how to communicate and making deals and that, but that's not what this topic's about. It's really more about, you know, understanding how they think and why they pull away. So, so let me just go on baseline. If a man pulls away and you sense it, if his behavior shifted, the number one thing to do is don't press the panic button. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether you're in a relationship, you're dating them. And if you're just dating and you're not committed and he pulls away, you should be dating multiple people. Staying sleeping with them, but you should be entertaining, getting to know, having friendships with multiple men so it doesn't feel as dramatic for you. And if he is pulling away and you sense that, do nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, Cindy, I love that you just said that. And I always have a general rule that I share with my clients, which applies here and echoes what you just said. And that is, when in doubt, wait it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good line. It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, you just don't, because here's the difference between men and women. I had this conversation with one of my clients that's pushing the panic button. And I said, you need to lean back. It actually gives you're taking your power back by leaning back. And, you know, frankly, let's look at the worst case scenario. If he pulls away and you never hear from him again, you don't want him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and good you found out now.
Found out now. And, you know, chances are, if they pulled away, I hate to tell you this, but It's true. They don't go away easy. At one point in time, they're going to reach out to you. They just do. Now, I don't say that for you to hold on to anything. What I say that to you for is it is what it is. Their brains are designed to go, huh? Their ego is designed in a way that says, I wonder what happened. What happened over there? You know, I stopped calling and she never called me. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get this thought process of, wow, maybe she's not as into me as I thought, or, you know, there's not this invincible concept around them. So they do, they tend to get really curious. But let's just say, so that's, you know, that's one scenario. They pull away and they just decide, maybe for whatever reason, that this isn't a fit for them. Or like you, they're in their process of dating and they met someone else that they want to explore a relationship with. Well, blossom. It's, you know, you just never know what's going to happen in life. And I believe that the universe and God is working for you, not against you. And whenever someone is removed from your sphere, it's to open up for the possibilities of what's really supposed to come in for you. Mm-hmm. So having that sort of attitude in lieu of, oh, I lost him, he's the last guy on earth. He's not. We have an abundant world of people that are meant to be with you. So there's that. So the next scenario is that your dating things seem to be going all right and they pull away. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call you for a couple days. He disappears one weekend. Why do they do that? It's so frustrating, right? Yeah.
It's frustrating and it's really hard not to take it personally. As you said at the very beginning of this conversation, there may be some things going on, but in many cases, it has nothing to do with you. But in either case, it feels very personal. So, yeah, it's frustrating and it feels personal.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
And as women, we're connectors by nature. You know, if Michelle and I have a miscommunication, I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, is everything okay? Because we want to make things better and we want to be liked and we want to feel affirmed. Men are a little bit different when they're thinking about something and they process information. John Gray talks about they go cave dwelling. So they go into their cave and they think about it. And it could even be something as simple as thinking about the nature of your guys' relationship. And is he invested in moving that forward? Mm-hmm. Is he invested in similar things that you guys have discussed? Is he invested in that? And you want someone to do that, because if he's taking you seriously by pulling back a bit and going, all right, this has been great, this little romance and dopamine rush, but what's the deal? Mm-hmm. Is this something, can I see us moving together in another direction, in this direction?
Yeah, I think that's such a good point, Cindy, and something that sometimes we don't realize is that if a man is dealing with a woman in good faith, meaning that, you know, his intentions with her are to really explore whether there could be more there, he is going to take that idea very seriously, and he may have to pull back for a period of time to really get in touch with where he's at, and if he can really step into that space of being who he believes she wants and needs him to be, and to provide the kind of relationship that he that she knows she wants. And I've also, when I've talked to John also, and I know you're really familiar with his work and have studied under him, one of the things I've heard him say also is that a man has to actually experience that phenomenon of missing a woman, feeling the absence of her presence, at least for a period of time, for him to get deeply in touch with how deep his feelings might be going for her. So there are these different layers here. But if we push the panic button while he's in that mode, then we interrupt that process, right?
Yeah, and we don't give him the opportunity to actually miss us. And that's it. And, you know, as women, we will get, you know, I coach my women, you know, my clients around this often. It's like we get in this mode of, you know, wanting to be right around this, or, you know, trying to prove our point, or, you know, getting offended by something. And really, it's literally, ladies, just take a step back, breathe, and go. We could all be right now.
Right. I'm breathing.
Really just come from that place of, you know, I have an abundant life, and go out and live it. Go get together with your girlfriends for dinner. Go take extra yoga classes. Go do things. You know, I will tell you to do about 3 different things and write these things down. 1, exercise. Exercise is going to, you know, lift that serotonin in your brain. Just move your body a bit. You know, go take a nice brisk walk. You know, get on the elliptical machine. Run. Go do something that's going to build that serotonin up in your brain, because it will help you release those feelings of, you know, a little bit of uncertainty. And go have a healthy social life. Get together with your girlfriends. Go, like, just go do things that are going, that make you happy. You know, go to the spa. I could list a million things. But eating healthy is so helpful. Just in that sense of, you know, up-leveling that mindset, being in that space and doing self-loving activities, yoga, meditation, these things that can really enrich us. And, you know, the more that you're doing that and taking care of yourself, it's almost like there's a ripple effect that goes on energetically, and they feel it. They feel that you're out there living your life and you're happy and you're enjoying yourself and you're not, you know, yes, would it be nice for things to move forward, but you're okay either way.
Mm-hmm.
So really having that attitude of when he pulls away, it's not if, they win. They will do it at some point in time. And they'll do it during different points in the relationship. And they'll do it when there's something that's come up for them. And it could be maybe there's a chance that he has to transfer with his work. And he's trying to figure out how he can provide for you and what that's going to look like in the interim. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the reasons, and really even, you know, just being in tune with yourself and remembering that your man isn't your whole purpose. He's not the entire cake, I call it. He's really the icing and the thing that, yeah, it makes me extra happy to have.
Right. Yeah. I love what you're talking about here in terms of going out and living your life in a joyful way. First of all, it's deeply satisfying to do that anyway. It does raise your energetic vibration, and men can sense and feel that. And who doesn't want to be around someone that's a happier, more vibrant person? But I also think there's a deeper level too when we're practicing the kind of self-care you're talking about, Cindy, with the exercising and eating right and having an active social life and doing things that are providing you with joy. I think that it's like sending a message to God, the universe, whatever, that says, you know, I am worth being treated exquisitely. I think you're sending like a vibrational message out there. And I believe that a lot of this, you know, not pushing the panic button and being in that place where you can be secure in knowing who you are with or without any one specific man, is you having a deep sense of your own intrinsic value and beauty as a woman. You have that intrinsic value whether or not any one particular man chooses you or not. And when you're really grounded and centered in that, it makes it easier not to push the panic button. And one of the ways to strengthen that feeling is through some of the practices you were talking about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and this is, you know, the other thing that came to me to help you guys with, and some of this is easier said than done. I understand. I mean, there have been times where I'm like, I just like to sit here with a tub of Ben and Jerry's and feel sorry for myself or whatever, right? But that doesn't help my waistline. And it doesn't help with the irresistibility factor because men love happy women. They just do. They're naturally attracted to them. And if you're smiling and you're happy and you're vibrant, they just can't help but want to be around you. So this is the one thing to do. When your man pulls away and he comes back, this, you're just like, oh, hey. Great to hear from you. You are inviting, you are happy, and you are happy to hear from them. Mm-hmm. And I can give you just a couple tips of what to do around that as strategy, just to even emotionally protect yourself. Okay, so number one, maybe you felt hurt or you've gone through a process around that piece. You know, the other side to it is just to go, ah, oh, it's just, is look at it as an opportunity. This has given me an opportunity to reconnect with myself, the things that I need to focus on, the things that are, that create balance within me, right? And then when he does reach back out, you're just like, hey, what's up? And you're smiling the whole time you're on the phone with him. You're smiling. Hey, I'm great. How are you? Yeah, I just enjoyed this great weekend, or I had a wonderful dinner with my best friend, or like a multitude of other things. And then you are the one, you know, when they call you or whatever, and we'll go into texting because that's the way a lot of us communicate these days, which can create a deeper disconnection, but we'll get into that. But the other side to it is to not stay on the phone with them. Don't linger. Just be like, yeah, no, things have been great. I'm, you know, and share genuinely the things that are good for you. Like, yeah, I took this great yoga class. I'm now heading to here. And then you have to time that call to not stay on there any longer than 10 minutes. Here's why. Because they need to feel a little bit of pullback from you. If he feels like he can pull away and just come back and you're like, open arms. And I'm not saying that you're not open arms with them, because there may be a time where you need to step back and pull away too, and reassess things, which is okay. And how would you feel if somebody punished you for that? We're humans, we're flawed people. We are, you know, everybody has their own process of how they step in, how they step forward. Okay. So stay on the phone with them. No, okay. Well, look, I got to run. Have a great night. So good to hear your voice. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be like, wait a second. You know, because they're probably not used to that from you. And even if they are, they're just like, oh, whoa, wait, it's almost like it's a little bit of a takeaway. And then he's going in his head, well, I'd like to get her on a date. Boy, things sounds like, yeah. So that's more the attitude that they'll have towards you. And like Michelle said, they've started to miss you. Oh, I love her little laugh. I love the way that she gets so excited when she talks about her yoga class or whatever you're passionate about, right? It's good that she got to see her friend Susan. They rarely get to spend time. His heart's going to be filled up and warm because of that for you. And so coming to that sense of they're not trying to hurt you. They're going through their process. And the other side to it is think about it like this. Think about like, if you had a fairly new friend and you guys kept trying to get together for a hike or something like that, and then she just didn't reach out for a week or so. And then you're like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what happened to her. And then all of a sudden she reached back out. Oh, it's just been a crazy week. I had, you know, XYZ happen with my work and I've been meaning to reach back out to connect, right? So it's the same thing when it comes to relationship development. There's some organic ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think that's really important. I just want to emphasize one thing you said here, Cindy, before we move forward, which is, you know, we're often focused on being approachable and making it safe for a man to approach us in the initial meeting. But what we're talking about here is this making it safe for him to reapproach after he's pulled away without sarcasm, without giving him the third degree, without chasing after him, without making him wrong or bad. But I love your tip, and I think this is so important. I love your tip of being warm and friendly and engaging and sharing, but not being so available, for a 3-hour conversation when he's just disappeared for a period of time, so that you have that. It's empowering and it's self-honoring. For you to recognize that you have value and your time and your energy and your investment into the relationship doesn't have to be so heavy until you know where he's actually really coming from. So I just really wanted to emphasize that because I think it's so powerful.
Absolutely. And thank you. It is really powerful to do that. And I, you know, I'll say this to my clients a lot of times and they'll go, is that a game? No, it's just honoring yourself and your time and your space. And you find that, you know, people lean into you more when you are that person. Like, I'm okay, you're okay, we come together, it's great. But the relationship is somewhere in the middle. It's not too intermeshed individuals. It's that. And as we're developing the relationship, I'm honoring my space. I'm setting my healthy boundaries. And frankly, I don't believe in 3-hour conversations.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Why? unless you're living in different cities, and that's a whole nother story, because that can promote some unavailability that you may or may not want or be, you know, up for or available for. But I don't believe in that for the most part. Here's why. It's like a date to them. So if you actually want to spend time with them face to face, belly to belly, I call it, you cut those phone calls short. Because that creates the whole phenomenon of them wanting to see you. Mm-hmm. And I think that is I hear this with women all the time. Oh, I spent 3 hours on the phone with them.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Mm-hmm. He live 10 minutes away. Why are you spending time together?
Right.
It just doesn't, you know, there's not, it that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. So, you know, just thinking about those types of things, you know, if you're spending that too much time with that man, he does look at it like a date. You will not. And being really mindful of what that is creating for you. You know, if you're dating them, you're just dating them. You're getting to know them. It means he's taking you out. You're going to miniature golf for dinner or to listen to a band play. But you're not spent, a lot of times this is a little bit more deeper around this. You're not spending time at his house watching a movie. Because that is recipe for when you're spending a lot of time indoors, there's a lot of temptation that can happen. And if you're just dating, the way I coach, and I know Michelle feels the same way, you are not sleeping with them. You're not giving that away because they're not going to feel inspired to want to go into a deeper level commitment with you.
Right.
If that's what you're doing. And you're also sending that message of, I'm not setting a personal boundary and honoring myself. We're not committed, therefore, what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, and I feel really strongly about this. One of the things that I talk about, I call this concept unholy giving, which is giving too much, too fast, too soon, because as women, we do tend to be givers, but if we give our gifts, you know, whether that be our time, our attention, you know, sex, intimacy, whatever, too fast, too soon, it tends to not be fully appreciated by a man, and it tends to make us feel used or perhaps depleted. It sucks away that natural joy that we have and that we can feel in giving. And so that's why I call it an unholy giving, when you give too much too fast too soon. And when you recognize that men want a woman who has standards, they want a woman that has standards and boundaries. They want to know that you are the prize and you place the value upon yourself. You are the one that places the value upon yourself. And that shows up in the boundaries that you put in place and the standards that you set. And a man is going to value you and the relationship more, and particularly if you want a committed relationship. This principle is almost impossible to overemphasize.
It really is, and I'm glad that you drove that point home, Michelle, because it's really true. A man likes a woman that has standards. So if you're not available that day, you're not available. You don't have to pretzel yourself into what you think the ideal woman is or that he wants. You pretzel yourself into you and what's who you are, knowing who you are, valuing yourself. It's kind of like the I call it the George Clooney, Amal Clooney story. I know we don't have a lot of time to spend around that, but when George Clooney met her, she had standards. She was, I mean, she's gorgeous, beautiful woman. Of course, who wouldn't be attracted to her? But, you know, they meet at a benefit party in London, and they start chatting, and he's, of course, charmed and enchanted by her. Just, and he starts asking her, well, hey, do you want to maybe go grab a drink somewhere after this or leave right now? And she goes, oh, no, I can't do that tonight. Thank you, though. And he's like, so who says no to George Clooney?
Right. I'm sure there's a lot of women asking that question right now.
I mean, hello, I would be very tempted. Okay, George Clooney. But she, in her mind, she was thinking, and not even from a strategy point of view of, I don't know you very well. I'm not going to spend the entire evening with you. So this has been really fun. Love to get together with you again. And she was very receptive. Mm-hmm. Hence, they ended up engaged within a few months and then married a few short months later, because he goes, all right, when are you available? Can I see you tomorrow? Sure. What were you, how about lunch? This guy wanted to see her as soon as he could. And a man will do that when he's feeling so inspired. But if you are spending the whole time at the party talking to him, he's not going to feel as inspired by that. Oh, this has been great. He will ask you to see you again.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And he will almost move mountains to make that happen when he's really inspired in that way. And I think that is a perfect example. I want to make sure we swing back around to something we promised to do, Cindy, which is to talk a little bit about the texting thing, because yeah. I don't want to keep our ladies hanging on that note, because I know the texting thing is really a tricky piece to navigate for so many women. I know you work with your clients on this and I do mine, but it's, you know, it's a whole new world for a lot of women to know how to navigate dating with the texting element in there.
And I just have to say, I don't love it either.
I don't either.
Because it really does create disconnection. We live in a digital society where it's easier to stand behind computer screens and texting, emailing. It's just not, it doesn't create as deep of a connection. And I think that is part of the reason why a lot of men and women feel more disconnected than ever. So let me give you some ways to inspire him. Let's just say he's pulled away and he comes back to you a few days later. And reaches out and says, hey, how's your day or whatever. Here's what I would tell you as a general rule. If any of my clients were on here, they would go, I know the answer. I would say as a general rule, it's very similar to the phone call, but you don't want to respond right back. Mm-hmm. I generally say between 30 minutes and an hour minimum. And so you respond, and less is more. Mm-hmm. So again, however long their text is, you're texting less. So if they say, hey, how's your day going? Great. Yours? Smiley face. Exclamation point, it shows excitement, it shows happiness when you're doing those things. Now, if you are getting, there are times where you can get in text conversations like, oh, yeah, I saw this, or your big team lost, if they're, you know, in a, in a little text conversation, you want to be the one to end that first. So if they say something like, you know, anything new and exciting, it's been such a crazy, you know, there's been such great stuff going on. More on that later. Mm-hmm. I'm heading out to dinner. And they're like, what? And I mean, it's that same boundary setting thing. And it creates you standing in your power. More on that later. I'm about to step into a movie. I'm going to my yoga class. Make something up.
Yeah.
Oh, more on that later. I'm heading into a meeting. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and it creates that curiosity in him. He's like, well, what more is there to know? He's going to have that question mark. And I agree, it's not a game playing situation here. It's honoring yourself and positioning yourself as a high value woman, a woman of high value. I often say to my clients that because there are so many women out there that do take the initiative and do work so hard and do overgive, we can create what I like to say are a bunch of lazy daters with men. They almost become accustomed to this. And these things Cindy's talking about, that we're talking about in this conversation, can set you apart and help you to stand out among all of those women that this man may have interacted with over the past. He's going to notice these things. And some of this seems pretty subtle and somewhat nuanced, but it can make a huge difference in how you're seeing and how you're seen by him. And it's also self-honoring. We, you know, Cindy and I both believe that you should be dating from a place of knowing your deep value as a woman and from a place that is self-honoring and respectful to you. Sure, you can be kind. Sure, you can be warm. Sure, you can be friendly and inviting. But it also comes down to you placing an exceptionally high value upon yourself. Because if you don't do that, other people are not going to do that for you. And especially a man.
Well, and it creates what that does by, you know, exiting first is it creates tension. Mm-hmm. It's in a good way for them, because men are hunters by nature, so they're going, oh well, she's interested, she's receptive, however she's not just rolling over. And what Michelle is just saying, and I just want to reiterate this, is first of all, congratulations for listening and watching, because you're already high value because you're interested in learning more and becoming better in this area of your life. And that in and of itself is awesome. And the other side to it is there are a lot of women, and a lot of it's due to our society and our messaging that goes out there, is that, you know, we can do everything a man can do, and we can to a degree, but it also is a little bit different in the sense that there's still male and female, and there's still the fact that men think and react differently. And yes, there are men out there that have become lazy daters. And they're, some of them unknowingly, emasculated because their real desire to hunt has been by all these women that are going, hey, I'm right here, I'll be there for you. But there's a reason why they're single. there's still, it's that, you know, it's like the George Clooney syndrome. He'd go out with the next beautiful starlet. And in her mind, she's thinking, well, it's going to be different with me. And if I pretzel myself into what I think he should be, or they just thought that he would change his mind. You know, there's those philosophies and theories, but hold your own and your boundaries and stay connected to what it is you desire in this area, and it'll become so much clearer. And when he does pull away, it becomes a little less painful. Mm-hmm. And know that you can create that tension. And also, you can, there's little things that you can do with the text world. You know, if he does tend to text quite a bit, you can always say something along the lines of, in during one of your text conversations, of, hey, let me know when you're free to chat. Maybe it would be great to hear your voice. Smiley face. Things like that. But remember, less is more in that sense, without going into everything else. But just to give you some general framework and understanding, is valuing yourself is going to really connect you with a high value man. And believe me, if a man says, and I've heard this a lot, and I know you have too, well, why haven't you called me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you ask me out? I don't know. Last time I checked, I'm a girl. But no, I wouldn't say that the passive aggressive way, but I always coach my clients around just saying, well, I'm a little old-fashioned that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel so happy to have a man pursue me or call me first. And I'm always going to be receptive, obviously, being interested. And that makes me feel good. And they want to make you happy and feel good. So if they lose interest because of something like that, oh, he is not your man. And believe me, he's not going to show up for you.
That's right. That's right. If you have to do all the heavy lifting, he is not your man.
Nope.
Because yes, most men that are dealing with you in good faith and sincere about pursuing a relationship, they want to know what is going to please you, make you happy, and make you feel good. And sometimes we have to kind of share along the way, guide them gently and kindly along the way as to how they can do that. And then it's a win-win, because we get what we most deeply desire, but they get to feel appreciated for having stepped up in the ways that we've invited them to, right? So it creates a win-win scenario.
So true.
Yeah. So Cindy, I love this conversation. I know you and I are both so passionate about this topic, and it feels like we could talk about it all day. And I've so loved what you've shared and really appreciate you sharing so generously from the heart. And I too compliment each of you for being here with us, because the fact that you're here shows that you care enough about wanting to understand men, relationships, dating, and how to be even more successful in those areas, or you wouldn't be here. So we're really appreciative of your presence with us. And Cindy, I know you have a wonderful free gift that you are offering for the audience. And I just want to let everyone know that you can access that right underneath the video or audio that you're listening from right now on this page. And it will be available throughout the entire event. But make sure you get it now so you don't forget. So, Cindy, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, yes. So those of you out there that are looking to meet your man, I have an ebook that is my gift to you. It's called How to Meet Your Soulmate in 30 Days or Less. And you can access that, where it has literally specific guidelines on what you can do. you know, physically in your environment, mentally, emotionally. So there's to meet your soulmate in 30 days or less. So even if you don't meet him within the 30 days, you will have these tools where you can continue to access them. So they're really powerful. And then I also have another ebook around how to really take time for your love life. And that's exactly what it's called. And it's really about how to create space in your life for a really abundant relationship, and really how to, even in relationship, have that connection, that deeper emotional connection that you might really desire. And I've also offered for each of you that reads these books and wants a little more insight around your specific situation and circumstance, I'm offering a free 30-minute love roadmap call, which literally will talk about your situation and really give you some steps on what you can do to create exactly what you want in this area of your life and inspire the type of relationship that you desire. So thank you, Michelle. That was a mouthful, but
yeah, thank you very much, Cindy, for your generous gifts. And I want to give you a chance before we wrap up today to also just leave us with a last parting thought or last piece of wisdom as we begin this new year, just to inspire the ladies, and then we'll wrap up.
Yeah, thank you for that. You know, the thing that just came to my mind as you were asking that question is we teach people how to treat us. Mm-hmm. So really just, you know, ingesting what Michelle and I spoke about today, and, you know, holding yourself to those higher standards and values, that you will, you'll invite that into your sphere of, you know, uplifting relationships and really having that joyfully, especially when you keep that in your mind of abundance and possibility out there. So
yeah, thank you. I love that particular quote, and I think it's so true, and it's a nice way to just kind of put that cherry on the top of this delicious sundae we've created here. So I want to, again, thank you, Cindy, and I want to thank each of you for being here with us. I also want to invite you to, in addition to getting Cindy's gift, scroll down on the page and check out the VIP packages. We have a gold and a platinum package, which is incredibly valuable and very affordable, and can really help you to jumpstart your love life for the new year. So check that out by scrolling down on this page, or if you're listening by audio, you can also go to readyfortherightguy.com/VIP. So thank you so much for being here, and we hope to see you on more of the series. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.